Hail to the Chief, Elizabeth Warren steadily surges in Democrat primary. By John Binder on September 22, 2019. Less than a year after Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, declared herself vindicated for being less than 2% Native American, the former Harvard University professor is leading in multiple state and national polls for the 2020 Democrat nomination for president. In the most recent Des Moines Register/CNN/MediaCom poll out of Iowa, Warren took the lead with 22% of Democrat primary voters for the first time. Former Vice President Joe Biden, meanwhile, fell to second place with 20%, while Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, trailed in third with 11%. When Democrat primary voters were asked who their second choice for president would be, Warren gained 20% of voters for a combined first and second choice tally of 42%. Biden, on the other hand, is only the second choice for about 10% of voters, while Sanders about doubles his prospects. Warren had led hugely against her Democrat contenders in an Iowa Starting Line Change research poll from August. In that poll, Warren surged past Biden and Sanders by 11 points, earning nearly 30% of support overall. Since the second Democrat presidential primary debate on September 12, Warren's Real Clear Politics average of Iowa polls leads all other candidates with 23%. Biden comes in with 20.3% average post-debate in Iowa, while Sanders garners 12%. Warren's surge in Iowa, though, has been met with confrontation from some farmers in the agricultural state who vehemently oppose the Green New Deal, which she has endorsed. In one conversation, an Iowa farmer confronted Warren over her support for the plan, which he said would cripple his industry because of its goals to eliminate cows. It's not just Iowa where Warren is surging. Across the country, Warren has steadily climbed over Biden and Sanders to take the lead. The latest Civics/Data Progress poll conducted this month put Warren at 30% with likely Democrat primary voters. Biden fell to second place with 24% and Sanders trailed with 14%. In an Economist/YouGov poll taken in the second week of September, Warren tied with Biden nationally with each taking 26% of Democrat primary voters. Sanders, at third, came in at 16%. Even in California, where Biden has led the pack in most statewide polls, Warren took the lead in the latest Change research poll, getting 25% compared to Biden's 23%. At stake in California for 2020 Democrats are about 416 delegates. The flops on the campaign trail are far from being in the past for Warren. Last week, she exaggerated for the third time the size of her campaign rally crowds. After holding a rally in Washington Square in New York City, the Warren campaign claimed 20,000 people were at the event. New York City Parks confirmed that Washington Square can only hold a maximum of 10,000 people. Similarly, in August, Warren's campaign claimed that 12,000 people were in attendance at her rally on the campus of McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota. The maximum capacity of the venue, though, is about 3,000 people, and with crowd spillover, there could not have been more than 6,000 attendees. In New Hampshire, Warren's campaign claimed there were 700 people in attendance at a rally on a farm. Breitbart News was there and judged the crowd at about over 300. Built mostly on the perception of a grassroots populist campaign, Warren's run for president has seen her take on multinational corporations for outsourcing American jobs and promising an economic patriotist agenda even while using billionaire donor money and pleasing the donor class by taking a mass illegal and legal immigration position. Despite her anti-establishment messaging, Warren has reportedly been in talks with Democrat Party establishment figures like failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and has received praise from former Senator Harry Reid. One Democrat strategist told NBC News that Clinton has been impressed with Warren's campaign thus far. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.